I don't know too many Kestras. Let's put it that way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hecking Excited. My name is Kestra Harris, and with me today are two people who will introduce themselves.
Yeah, this is Mike Shuley.
Yeah, I'm Muggle Shuley, and the other kid is Luke Yost.
Hey.
The toast with the most.
Toast with the most.
Hey, I think I started that.
I think
no
did.
That well yeah kinda.
Luke Yost the host with the most Luke Yost
that was written in script
Yost is the host of Luke Yost
the host with the most was in script written by Sesh Laker friend of the show
yes that was the best
friend
Sesh
of the show
Laker.
Friend of the show, friend of the show.
Yeah we did an interview where I interviewed Kesha about Canadian stuff and realized Kesha is the worst Canadian of all time.
Really? Wait, what?
Yeah, you picked Starbucks over Tim Hortons. You
what?
Picked,
because Starbucks is
you,
higher quality
you said,
coffee.
Hey Kesha, can I give you a piece of advice?
No. Yes.
All right, so when Luke Yost talks and, like, there's multiple talking, see how the meter there is yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, don't
it
do
goes
that.
Into the red, which
I
is really
know.
Bad, so you want to kind of bump it down a little bit.
I'm pretty loud. I'm a
Pittsburgh.
This is mid, in, like, mid-thing, and you just told me that. So now Luke Yost has to do work again.
I don't do anything.
Oh.
It just sounds better than it's not,
yeah,
like, blown
just,
out.
Just slide the sliders down a tad.
More?
Like, just a hair. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, right, like, you're, right look, you're looking for green and a little bit of yellow. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
What about
right
that?
There,
is
right
that
there.
Good?
Great.
Right. Okay.
Getting into the red a little bit there, yeah. But, you know, that's when all three of us are talking, which probably isn't going to happen the whole time. But
okay.
And that's problem solving live on air.
Vision 2020, right. Julian and Kestra.
Oh, you.
Where do I find this tweet?
I'm just reading
what tweet?
Your,
what tweet?
The, I'm
oh, it's
for
down
the,
there,
survey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to go down.
How many days ago is this?
What, a week
ago?
No, it was like a.
Is this before? Well,
two,
I guess
it was Tuesday.
Wait, hold on. I guess
week.
We have a big
Tuesday
announcement on the show. We have a big announcement on the
yes,
show.
Yes, this is Hecking Excited with Kesha Harris, the new vice president of the 2020 class at Robert Morse University.
Senior class.
Senior class.
Vice president. Senior class vice president.
You excited to be a senior?
Yes.
Is it the 16personalities.com?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. We're taking it.
Go for
all
it,
right. So, what we're doing right now is we're getting Michael Shuley to take the.
Salvatore.
The. What?
It's my name, Salvatore.
Salvatore. Sorry, forgot that part. He's going to take the 16 personalities test by Myers-Briggs, which is my favorite personality test because it tells you exactly who you are.
Can I? Do we start off by saying what I think I am before?
Do you know what the different classifications are?
I do not.
Let me give you the classifications.
All right, yeah, give me the classifications.
There's 16 of them, obviously.
Boring, unrealistic yet intriguing ideas. Well, that's not me. Your travel plans are more likely to look like a rough list of ideas than a detailed itinerary. Yep. Yeah, this describes me perfectly. But I'll have to think about what you should have said in a conversation long out. Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike, here we go.
I'm a deep thinker.
There's the inspector.
The inspector?
The counselor.
Well, no.
The mastermind.
Possibly.
The giver. The craftsman, the provider, the idealist.
Oh, I'm probably idealist.
Probably.
The performer, the champion.
Do you realize?
The doer, the
do
supervisor.
You are a champion?
The commander.
Oh, commander's a good one. I have a good story about a commander that's not appropriate for air. But
no.
Okay, we'll tell us later.
The thinker, the nurturer, the visionary.
There's too many categories.
Yeah,
there's
the
16.
Composer.
I'm just a hermit.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. I'll tell you about mine.
Okay.
So I did mine, like, last summer, and I am a campaigner, and my role is a diplomat, and my strategy is social engagement. And your strategy, if you're like, Kestra, what is the strategy? Well, it is your everyday approach to situations, to achieve your goals. And then it tells you your personality percentage-wise. So, mind, extroverted, 96% extroverted.
Yeah, I think, I wouldn't say I'm on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Like, I wouldn't say I'm 96% introvert.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say I'm about...
You're going to learn a
60%
lot
60%
you
introvert?
Here.
Would you say I'm about 60%
you think,
introvert?
You think you're introverted? I would say you're extroverted.
I would say you're introverted. I see.
Yeah.
You don't see Mike Shuley outside of like that room.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him outside of that room.
Really,
he came and visited me once.
Yeah. And so in that,
that
form
was,
in which I visited you, that is like after a
After a couple of books.
Yeah, yes, a couple of books. I become an extreme extrovert. Like, yeah. I could Michael Shuley, after reading a couple books, could conquer the world. Let's put it that way.
Okay, that's sounds true. Good.
Which is scary, because if I was like that at all the time, just watch out.
You'd be a bookaholic, and I wouldn't be okay. You'd start going to BA meetings.
For example, prime example, you thought that was extrovert. You should have saw Michael Shuley in Louisville, Kentucky. Ooh. Extrovert. After many books we read, I went out there and I conquered an establishment. In Louisville, and I was living like a king, and I'm
a bookstore.
Yeah, a bookstore. Yes, okay. A bookstore. me and Malik Johnson were in there playing video games in the bookstore before, you know, things got, anyways, hand. we hid in there for a while.
You hugged a homeless man.
All right,
I did hug a homeless man. I embraced him, and I also brought a girl away from her. Boyfriend of 2 years.
That a Wait, boy, what? Mike Shuley.
You did what?
What?
That's a different story for a different time.
Yeah, that's...
We're going to keep it moving.
I'll tell you more about my personality. So I am, energy-wise, 77%
Where
intuitive.
Where are you finding this?
And 23% observant.
I'm on the website, and I don't see any of this.
Oh, well, that sucks. Because it's individualized.
I know.
Oh, wow. Like,
nature.
This question, it would be a challenge for you to spend the whole weekend all by yourself without feeling bored. They don't know what I did this past weekend.
You spent it by yourself?
No, I actually went out to the movies with my friends on Saturday.
That's a miracle. So,
okay, well
we'll put agree, but not the full agree.
I understand.
I didn't log in, that's why.
Oh, Luke Yost, what do you... Wait, what if I'm both?
Just pick the middle.
You're more of a detail-oriented... You're more of a detail-oriented than a big-picture person. Lucios, would you say on both?
Yeah.
Then put it down the middle.
I think I'd say perfect.
See, like, you have a personality in which, like, you know what you want to see at the end, but you also know the intricate little details of everything. I'm not that way.
So I operate on a different wavelength. Kestra Harris, this
okay,
is your show.
So let me tell you what a campaigner is so that you can get an understanding of how accurate this is.
Politician.
It's crazy. All right. So yes, first
all
of all,
all of this while you're in the midst of a campaign.
Not
actually,
even,
the campaign's over. She won.
I won.
Of course she won because she's a campaigner.
I am the campaigner. All of those campaign ideas except for the ones involving memes came straight from here.
Yeah.
Straight from this person.
Even the other side's
Wait,
campaign
you weren't
ideas
in charge
came
of your
campaign.
You weren't in charge of your campaign's memes?
I wasn't in charge of image-based memes. I was in charge of Twitter memes.
Wait, I'm being called out of the studio here
by
Mike
Shuley.
Johnson. Well, this could deal
See
with
you
the
never.
Possible SCJ sponsored Minecraft server.
Okay,
what?
Bye.
I'll be right back.
Maybe if he doesn't
okay.
kill you.
Let me tell you more about my personality.
Yeah.
So it says the campaigner personality is a true free spirit. They are often the life of the party, but unlike types of in the explorer role group, they categorize certain roles together. Campaigners are less interested in the sheer excitement and pleasure of the moment that they are enjoying in social and emotional connections they make with others. Charming, independent, energetic, and compassionate, 7% of the population that they comprise can certainly be felt in any crowd. Campaigners are fiercely independent, and much more than stability and security, they crave creativity and freedom.
That makes sense. Is there any part of this description that you don't agree with?
No.
All right.
It tells me about holding leadership positions, which I do a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Self-esteem is dependent on my ability to come up with original solutions. So when other people take my original solutions...
We don't have a show.
Okay, fun fact, everybody who's listening right now.
Should we do an hour long just to like make up for the last one?
No.
Okay, that's fair. No. Take forever to export.
Yeah. Last week, we did not have a show, as you probably realize, because I know there are so many people out there
and
waiting.
And you definitely cried about it, and we're sorry.
Yes, I'm so sorry. The reason for that was that one of my ideas was stolen. Very obviously.
Did the video even come out?
Yes.
Though? They did?
Yes.
Was it terrible?
It was okay. It was better than ours. But, like, we did it for, like, a specific purpose.
Okay.
And theirs was to one up, I think.
Yeah.
So, for basically, they released this thing after I released this thing with my campaign partner, Julian.
We can say video.
What?
We can say the video.
Yeah, but I want it to be vague. But okay, video.
I'm back.
And
big
then
yikes, by
they
the way.
Did
big
it.
Big yikes from Malik Johnson. Big
really?
Yikes. I can't disclose it. Big yikes.
Okay.
Continue your story. It'll be an off the record type thing.
Okay, I love being off the record. It's my favorite.
This should be called Off the Record with Kestra Harris, but I'm pretty really sure there's already a billion podcasts called
off
the Record.
Off the bracket on the end bracket record, because it's technically on the record.
Yeah.
But anyways,
oh, wow.
That's, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. They stole the idea. I had a real mental breakdown last week. Did you hear me having that mental breakdown last week?
Kestra, I was here. We were going to go on the radio show.
Yeah, he
we
was supposed
in the,
to come
I was
on.
Sitting in this chair that I am in now, and you're like, Mike, I need you on the radio show. And then you're like, I can't do this. Not today. Not today.
And then I stood in the corner and screamed. And then I screamed some more.
You were screaming so loud that the people outside of the radio room could hear us as if we were broadcasting. Like,
and then I left. And then I left the radio room. And I like walked down. And there were so many people looking at me.
You were
you walked in the newsroom.
All right, here we go. Here's this question. You are still bothered by mistakes you made a long time ago.
Yes. Yes.
We'll move that one up to the strongly agree.
Okay, so I would consider
I didn't strongly
you guys,
agree for anything.
I would consider you guys my friends.
Yeah,
so let me tell you underneath the friends part of my personality type, which is ENFP.
In the friend zone with Kestra Harris.
Then I will read you this portion
of
the thing. Are you ready?
What?
At parties and similar events, you can mostly be found farther away from the action. Yeah.
All right. As friends, campaigners are cheerful and supportive, always sharing and developing ideas, staying open-minded, taking in others' thoughts and feelings. The warmth and sincerity. Hey, well, I mean, this is just the nice part. I'm sure there's mean parts of it, too. The warmth
just
and sincerity
like
makes people with campaigner personality types masters of drawing out their shells, and as a result, they tend to have a huge circle of friends. A huge circle of friends.
I think you have a huge circle of. I think that describes you pretty spot on, Kestra Harris.
Hey,
like
thank
scary.
You. I want to see if there's any negative parts. Oh, campaigners' interests in others can be a double-edged sword. The pure idealism comes with certain expectations.
So, are you one of those?
This is really bad.
So, are you one of those people that you meet people in automatic, like you automatically have a certain level of trust with them until they break that trust?
Yeah.
See, I'm the same way, which is really, that was one of the, take this on a personal level, like, when I meet people that are the other way and have, like, trust issues, it's, like, very difficult. And, like, for example, my last relationship, she had some trust issues, and, like, where I'm on the complete thing is, like, till you screw up, I have no reason to, like, distrust you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, that was a tough dynamic to get used to.
Yeah. I just assume the best in people until they.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain, like, don't get me wrong. There's certain stuff that, like, I'll just keep to myself and probably no one will ever know.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But, like, other than that, I'm an open person about things, especially, like, my personal
I'm
life.
Super
like,
I open.
Care.
I don't think there's a single thing that I've not told. Certain like anyone I don't have a secret. Like if you ask me a question, I'll answer it. Ask me a question, something like really deep and personal.
What's my biggest fear? What's the meaning of life?
Not being liked. I hate not being liked.
See, I like not being
liked. I love when people don't like me. It just gives me motivation.
I'd rather be the villain than the hero. I think, like, if I was a WWE character, I think I'd like to be the heel. However, like, that's a good actually question. Kestra Harris, if you're a WWE, let's say you're a WWE character.
Okay, I don't really know them that well.
No, Kestra Harris is the character.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather be the person that walks out to the screaming fans or the boos?
The screaming fans.
See, I
love the boos.
But here's the thing.
I would play
what
off
would
it.
Break
I would,
my
I would
heart,
love you to hate
what
me.
What would break my heart would be, like, I'm doing my heel walk down to the ring, and, like, little kids are holding their arms out trying to give me high fives. I love little kids. Like, until they get to, like, third, fourth, fifth grade when they really start going downhill. But until they become complete, you know, buttholes, you know, I really like little kids. That would break my heart. But you know, you got to get in that mindset, though, where you're the villain.
I don't want to be the villain.
I'm okay with it.
I
could be either
Michael
or.
Scott quote.
Yeah. Maybe.
I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
That's, I think that's okay. It's not okay.
No, I don't want people to be afraid of how much they love me. But the only reason I won't like somebody is if they break my trust and like do something really crappy to me, or if they're just,
ooh,
if they don't like me.
All right.
If somebody doesn't like me, I don't like them. What?
Give an example of a time someone broke your trust.
I don't know that I can remember specific. Just like people, like when I tell somebody like something somewhat personal and they tell other people instead of them coming
question
straight
about
to me.
The survey.
Wait, why you asked me the question?
You can't just
go ahead and finish. No.
Interview skills are terrible.
No, after you're done answering the question, I have a question about one of the questions on the survey.
Okay. A question about a question after I'm done the question.
Yes. Yeah.
I understand. I was just going to say, like, when people, I'll tell people something and then they'll tell somebody else instead of that person just coming and asking me, then I'm upset with both of those people.
So, like, they snitch.
So, like, so you're upset with the person who, like, gets told as well.
Yeah, because, well, the person who gets told and then, like, makes an assumption of me based
okay,
on
yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Like, you don't know who I am.
Exactly.
You just know me based.
You don't
the
know
only
me.
Thing you know about me is based on what this one person.
Boom. You don't know
like
me,
that
homie.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right. So my question is, the question on the survey is, when you sleep, your dreams tend to be bizarre and is that fantastical?
Bizarre.
Or whatever the word is.
Fantasy? Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that one.
I don't dream.
Neither do I.
Okay, so then.
Do I
like,
answer
no.
in the middle?
No,
or
I would
disagree?
I answer
put disagree.
I disagree.
I'll put yeah. I mean, I'll have a dream occasionally. Like, have you ever had dreams where, like, and then, like, a couple weeks later, it's like deja vu? Or
yeah,
like, man, all the time. I swear to God, this
all the
is,
time.
Like, it's like glimpses into the future.
All the time.
That's something I really want to, Lucius, we need to have a couple or read a couple of books and then dive deep into the rabbit hole
of what dreams are and what dreams mean.
We
need to celebrate Earth Day like a real person and then dive into that rabbit hole.
I don't celebrate that particular holiday.
That's okay.
I don't
partake in Earth Day activities.
Why?
Well, this is how stubborn I am.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I told my friends, like, yeah, I'd never do that. And then they... See, the way my friend group is, like, if you say you're going to do something and you, like, they'll never let you hear the end of it. And which is funny because they are most of my, all of my friends are Earth Day activists. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I would say so.
And they have, for example, when we were at the movies the other day, they were partaking in Earth Day activities while there. And, like, they would lay, the way I see it is they'd label me as someone that does it. My word's everything. You know, I'm a journalist through and through. If I'm going against my words, man, what am I? Man's only as good as his word.
That is true.
But yeah.
Huh.
I don't have dreams anymore.
Okay, finish your survey. I want to know what you are. What did
I'm
you get, Luke?
I got entertainer.
Entertainer.
And I thought that was the dumbest thing ever because I'm not an entertainer. But then I sat back and realized it was like, yeah, definitely.
Huh. Let me see.
Follow description.
Can you read
here.
It? Read it.
Yeah. Okay. Let me find something here. Entertainers love the spotlight at the world stage. Many famous people with entertainer personality types are indeed actors, but they love putting on a show for their friends too. Chatting with a unique earthy wit, soaking up attention and making everyone feel a little bit like a party. Like they're in a party. Utterly social entertainers enjoy the simplest things, and there are no greater joy for them than just having fun with a good group of friends.
Huh.
I wouldn't, like, go, like, classify myself as an entertainer, but, like, I guess that's what the numbers said.
That's what the numbers say.
And, like, who am I to argue with science?
That's true.
But, yeah, here's what the other thing – so I didn't log in to get all my, like, my numbers and stuff like you did, but it said I'm 53% extroverted and 47% introverted, which is perfect because I feel like I'm right down the middle.
Mm.
There's times where I don't talk to people for days and I don't really care.
Hmm.
It happens like July. I just don't talk to anybody in July.
I rely too much on social interaction to not be an extrovert.
See, I could like.
Is that why you use so much social media? Do you kind of get it? Are you one of those people that like.
She's an addict.
You're constantly looking at the likes and things? And
no,
like,
I don't really care as much about likes. I mean, it's kind of funny. Like, it's like some gratification when I make a really funny tweet, but like sometimes I'll tweet things just so that people know about them. Like, I'll be like, hey guys, I'm having a really bad day.
Yeah.
And I don't expect anyone to answer me, but like, I just like,
I'm
need to
you just want somebody to know that you're having a bad day.
I'm on the opposite spectrum of things where like, I'm like, yeah, I'm having a bad day, but guess what? The clock's still ticking. The earth is still rotating. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thought on how people would – people. I feel like if I tweeted out, oh, I'm having a bad day, like – like, because I'm not saying that I see people's stuff like this, but, like, for example, I'm going to take my nap today, all right? And this is a good this is a
85-year-old man.
This is a good trick that Twitter uses. I see pop up on my watch, vibrates. I check my watch, and it's a push alert from Twitter that says – Matt Simkovic, like Megan Shandell's photo. Okay, cool. I don't need to know that.
Yeah, that stuff's
I don't need
stupid.
To know that.
Yeah. Like,
but the reason they do that, though, is because it gets the gears turning. Yeah. It's like, oh, man, maybe if he liked her photo, I'll like the photo. But what's the photo of? Because I'm thinking about what's the photo of, and I almost got sucked into the trap. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I don't care.
They almost got they're right there. They almost
so my
got
Snapchat story right now is a picture of a quarter of my head. And it says, sorry, everyone, if you don't see me today or hear from me, it's because I'm being a butthole and I'm grumpy and I don't want to do today. Sorry in advance. Ooh. See, like, I just let people know, you know? You
now,
just got to let people know.
Luke, would you say I'm more vengeful or forgiving?
It all depends on who it is.
No, I'm talking about myself.
But I mean, just in general, like, what happened, like, what the situation is. But I would say you're very... I wouldn't say forget. I would say vengeful. I wouldn't say like
say
super one side or the other. I would say if
I
anything.
Put, I
more
have
vengeful.
It right now one dot towards disagree. Because
okay.
In order for me really to get back at you, you got to really mess up and keep messing up. You know what I mean?
I mean.
I think that's how I feel about it.
I've only known you for 2 years, Mike.
Yeah.
These are questions you should be asking.
Have I ever gotten revenge on someone? Kesher, have you ever gotten revenge on someone?
Yeah.
Like, haha.
Uh-huh.
All right. Go ahead. Tell
story
us a story.
Time.
Oh, well, even just like that video that got posted.
Oh, yeah.
Then right
what
after,
was the revenge?
What,
well,
did
the
you
revenge,
throw some shade back at them?
No, I didn't. But like, I decided to obsessively post in every single domain of social media I could after I saw it.
Like social media blitz, Delaney Hassel.
I mean, it's a good strategy. I mean, there's a reason why it's a term. It
trying
works.
To think of other revenge. I don't really seek revenge on people, ooh. But like if somebody.
Wow, man.
Oh no! Sometimes I just get upset and like. I'm trying to think of like. Revenge.
Strengths and weaknesses. And advantages.
Luke Yost, what are your thoughts on this one? You always know exactly what you want.
Yeah, 100%.
See, now I'll put like. I'll go second dot on that one because, like, when I'm in line ordering food, I become real indecisive.
See, I don't like lock and loads. I just panic and say lock and load. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I get there. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're going to go meatball sub. And then I get there and, like, Deb's like, what do you want? I'm like, lock and load. Oh, nope.
Deb.
No, don't want that, Deb. Deb, no. But yeah, that's what happens.
Are you almost finished this thing?
I'm 62% done.
Oh, my gosh. He's really taking his time with this one.
Well, I think that says something.
All right, strengths and weaknesses of entertainers.
Oh, okay. I'll go to strengths and weaknesses of mine.
Strengths, bold, original, aesthetic and showmanship, practical, observant, excellent people skills.
All right, now my turn?
No.
Wait, you don't think so?
I have terrible people skills.
Huh?
I hate talking to people that I don't know.
I think you have great people skills.
Really? Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so
yeah,
here
I think
mine.
I'm like Luke in that shirt.
I hate talking to people I don't know.
Yeah.
Curious, observant, energetic, and enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent communicators.
Oh,
100%.
Know how to relax.
That question's funny.
Do I know how to relax?
I don't think so.
No, I might
not. There's always going to be one or two things you're not going to agree with.
Actually, I think relaxing for me is doing things.
Yeah, I think I fall into like the same boat.
It's like a stress.
I get stressed out when I'm sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, all the time.
So like I know for my personal person how to relax because I know like what I need. But it's not what you would normally need. And then my last one for strengths is very popular and friendly.
I will say this though, even though I don't think I have great people skills, I do miss seeing people. Like I was at home on Friday by myself. Like my parents went to work, my sisters went. And then like I had nobody to talk to or anybody to see. I actually went to go get lunch by myself because I just needed to have personal contact with somebody.
Well, I was kind of like that on Saturday, and all day Saturday, I was just like kind of itching for something else. You know what I mean?
You should have come on campus.
I was sitting like by myself in the.
I was like halfway here. I was like, I'm gonna hit golf balls at the island. I got halfway to the island. I was like, I don't really want to spend money. I'm just gonna go home and take a nap.
Yeah, wait,
and
you drove to the like halfway to the island? I got like halfway.
I got to like Hopewell, and I was like, do I really want to go hit golf balls now? And I was like, nope. We turned around, and went back.
All right, so my weaknesses. Are you ready?
Yeah, I didn't read mine yet.
Yeah, do yours.
All right, my weaknesses are sensitivity. I don't think so. I'm a pretty sensitive person. Conflict averse, no. Easily bored, yes. Poor long-term planning, 100%. Unfocused, yep. Yeah, that's it.
All right, mine. Also, I think they were trying to say that you're, like, too sensitive.
Did I read that right? Are strongly emotional and very, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. So my weaknesses are poor practical skills. I don't know what that means.
You do things without like understanding how timely they are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How much it's gonna
take to like where it's like this paper's gonna take 2 hours. It takes like four. Like, oh,
yeah.
That's not good.
Find it difficult to focus. Yes.
Yeah.
150. ADHD. I have ADHD up the wazoo. Overthink things.
What's Kesha Harris medicated for ADHD like?
My medication that I did take for ADHD before I just decided to quit it was I was on 70 milligrams of Stratera.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Which is, I was started. It is a lot. It's,
yeah.
There's a, like the biggest pill size plus another 10 milligrams.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also had terrible side effects though. So, overthink things, which is true, definitely.
Last week.
Get stressed easily. Last week. Highly emotional. Last week. What's independent to a fault?
Means you don't want help from anybody, even if you know you need it.
Ooh, yep. Mm-hmm. That's definitely me. All right. That is so to a 100%. T. Right. That is very to a T.
I am almost finished with this. I'm 97% of the way there.
Workplace habits.
Oh, let's click workplace habits.
Is just yelling at people one of those? Screaming obscenities? Let's see.
Oh, it's like real text.
All right, here we go. This. Just a moment. They're calculating who I am.
Oh, it's calculating. It's calculating. Ooh. It's calculating.
Seltzer's what does entertainer.
Nope.
ENFP?
No?
Nope. Defender. What?
The Defender.
Wow. All right.
What's it say?
I'm 61% introvert. What did I say? Did I say I was about 60% introverted?
Yeah, you said 60.
61% introverted.
What's the letters?
ISFJ-A.
Wow. Energy, we are almost the exact opposite.
65% observant opposed to 35% intuitive. Nature, this trait determines how we make and cope with decisions. I'm 51% feeling, 49% thinking.
That's right down the middle.
Tactics, I'm 67% judging, 33% prospecting.
Huh.
For identity, the trait that underpins all others, showing how confident we are in our abilities and our decisions. I'm 57% assertive, 43% turbulent.
Huh.
All right, Mike, here's your strengths and weaknesses. Number one strength, supportive.
I'd say I'm a pretty supportive person.
All right, number two, reliable and patient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, imaginative and observant.
Oh, yeah. I'd say that.
You are very imaginative. Having you on RMU tonight and just, like, letting you fly
is Alex
insane.
Jones is phenomenal.
It's insane.
So, fun story. My family found the donut.
Yeah, you said that.
The mayonnaise donut, and they were really upset with that. Why? Because my family is, like, super religious and, like, don't do anything stupid with your time. And like my grandfather said, he goes, you're paying $40,000 a year for this. I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right. Well, let's talk about what I wore yesterday to my Easter.
What can we finish? Easter. Can we finish the rest?
Yeah,
of
yeah.
I'm very intrigued.
Okay,
very intrigued.
So you're imagine reserve. Next one is enthusiastic.
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty enthusiastic.
Loyal and hardworking, which 100%.
100%.
Really? Did it say I'm 100%?
No.
No, I'm saying you're 100%.
Well, defenders you may know. Hold on. Halle Berry, Queen Elizabeth II, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Vin Diesel, Kate Middleton. Someone really likes English women here. Who's Lance Riddick? Selena Gomez.
Ooh.
Caitlin Stark. Samwise Gamgee, another Lord of the Rings, Dr. Watson, Triss Marigold, Will Turner from Pirates of the Caribbean, Pam from The Office, Vito Corleone on The Godfather. I think that's my favorite one.
Do you want me to read mine for
that?
Yeah. Okay, so
who are my favorites?
Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man.
Will Smith.
Wow.
Robin Williams. Drew Barrymore. Russell Brand. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, Tarantino is a good one.
Meg Ryan.
She's an actress.
Meg Ryan's an actress, yeah.
Yes. Kelly Clarkson. Isn't
her most famous scene the one where she's in that movie and she uncrosses her legs and recrosses them?
That's not Meg Ryan. That's, who is that?
I think that's Meg Ryan.
That's, what movie is that, though? That's, I know what scene you're talking about, because, like, yeah, she's, like, she's being interrogated.
Yeah, and she doesn't have panties on, and it's, like, a famous movie scene from, like, the 70s.
I don't think it's Meg Ryan.
It's Meg Ryan.
PETA from The Hunger Games.
Almost killed himself.
And Willy Wonka. There's a bunch of other ones, but those are the icons.
I have Adele, Marilyn Monroe, Jamie Oliver, Jamie Foxx, Adam Levine, Miley Cyrus, Serena Williams, my boy Steve Irwin.
Crikey.
Dandelion from the Witcher series. Another Game of Thrones guy. Penny from the Big Bang Theory. Angela Montenegro from Bones.
I like how the Vito Corleone.
Jack Dawson from Titanic.
That's a good one.
Until he dies on the.
So what were my other strengths or weaknesses, rather?
Hold up. So here, okay, the rest of your, I think I went through all your strengths, right?
All right, let's go into the weaknesses.
Humble and shy. The humble thing, yes. The shy thing, yeah, not so much.
I'd say I lean slightly towards
takes
shy.
Too many things personally. From my perspective, yes, sometimes.
Maybe. Feel that too. Don't worry, you're not alone.
Repress their feelings.
Yeah.
Overload themselves, yes. Reluctant to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
I think that's really accurate, actually.
Proud of you. Are you impressed with this? Like, are you glad you did this?
Well, yeah, it's a very in-depth thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really find the Vito Corleone character interesting. Well, mostly because, you know, I love mob movies, and I think there's nothing better than The Godfather. But I always thought Vito Corleone was a very interesting character, just kind of as, you know, the whole I think Godfather 2 might be my favorite movie of all time, or one of them, just simply because I love the throwback scenes of when he was in Italy and then he first came to America, which, by the way, Easter Sunday yesterday, my grandfather got really drunk and tried to plan a family trip back to Italy.
I can't wait to meet your family. I want to meet you. Am I invited to the wedding?
Of course.
Whose wedding? Let's go.
His wedding.
My wedding.
At some point.
Whenever it is.
Can I be there?
I'll invite everybody. Sure. I just like. Okay. See, when it's stuff like that, though, like, I might be introverted, but I like to have a good time, man.
Parties are fun, man.
I like to have a good time. But what I hate, though, is, like, I like the more intimate settings, though.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I hate being stuffed into a basement of some apartment in Oakland with 250 other kids in disco lights, flashing lights, and loud music.
At this giant book club meeting.
And it's 90 degrees in there. I hate that, man. Like, I remember I was at one of those type events back in, I want to say, like, October. And the first thing I did was I had a couple of books, or I read a couple of books. And then we went to this book club event. And I'm sitting in there. I'm like, man, I can't do this all night. So I stopped reading for the evening. I put my book down. I closed it, put my bookmarker in there. I was like, all right. I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm going to wait until, you know, the knowledge has settled down enough for me to drive home. And at about 2:30 in the morning, I drove home. And,
Can I end the show now?
No, hold on. You say that, though, but, like, I waited ample amount of time.
I do too.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with that.
Most of the time.
It's let's just say this next year when you're in my apartment, it won't be so easy for you to be like, yeah, I'm heading out. That's from book club meetings. The dismissal procedure is going to be
I always tell somebody when I get home and I'm back from my book club meeting.
Yeah. I don't care.
Okay.
If you don't hear me, then you should pay.
Hashtag time.
That was a great quiz, though. It was a good episode.
It was a good one. I think we should all take that in the newsroom and see what happens.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go out there right now after we finish this.
I mean, why
not?
All
right, so let's hashtag.
We should know how many cows you're worth.
We had that until they cleaned up the room and threw away the sheet that said how many cows everyone's worth.
I was with infinite
cows. I want to know how many cows I'm worth. How do I find out?
Google how many cows you're worth.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Either next episode or next, back in the newsroom.
Yeah. Hashtag time? Is that
hashtag
time?
Yeah, well, we didn't do it the last time, but we'll do it again. Yeah.
Oh, I can't. If you're doing the show next week, what's today? Wait, today's Monday, right?
Yeah. We usually alternate guests, so you might not be obliged.
I was going to say, if you needed to have me on next week, I am in the clear. I have something going on Tuesday at 4:30 next week.
Well, hashtag.
My final for my WWE
will
class.
Hashtag.
Please use the hashtag, too.
Yep. If you don't use the hashtag and you want to use the hashtag, I'm shouting out Dom here.
Dom
is the only person who's even talked about the hashtag.
Dom or Low.
He hasn't, yes.
Dom's a fan of the show, though.
Dom's
going to me and talk about the show, and I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Dom,
do we bring Dom or
Low?
Do you guys bring Dom or Low on as the guest?
We should. Next week.
All right. This will tell you about my personality. I always like being rated and judged and graded. Rate my performance as a guest this week.
Okay. We'll rate it.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
So hashtag.
There's only one rating for it.
Hashtag Mike's performance review.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Hashtag my performance review.
Hashtag. What? No, then a lot of hashtags are going to show up that are not the right ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hashtag Mike's performance
review.
That's
why she's the assistant social media manager.
Because I know my hashtags. I know what's going
on.
All right. So use that hashtag. Hashtag MikesPer. FORMANCEREVIEW. Mike's performance review.
Great spelling.
Use it. Hashtag it. Please be not private on Twitter so that I can see it unless you're following me. Thank you. Have a fantastic
DM her,
night.
Do something.
DM me.
Catch
my DMs are always open,
Twitter.
Except for when they're not, and I don't answer you. Have a good night.